So tell me about a climate strike. How does that work? And what do the kids do? They actually do they leave school for a day? Is that why it's called a strike?
Exactly. Yeah, we're striking from school. We've communicated with our school administration, and they're totally on board. So basically, around the middle of the day at 12:30, students in our high school are going to gather outside the school, and we're going to march to the pedestrian bridge to our event, and we're going to have speakers. And the main purpose of this event will be to announce our climate legislation that we're working on with State Senator Ron Alting, our Republican senator from Greater Lafayette.
Can you give me, and do you mind giving me a clue about what that legislation is and what it's going to look like?
Yeah, definitely. So Senator Alting next session in the 2022 legislative session will introduce two pieces of legislation, a concurrent resolution and a bill. The resolution will be a statement by the General Assembly acknowledging that climate change is a problem and acknowledging that we have to do something about it in the state of Indiana. The bill would create a task force. We're calling it a Climate and Environmental Justice Task Force. And this would be a task force of about 15 different people from many different backgrounds and industries coming to the table to create a climate action plan for our state. We're going to bring people from the business community, from the agricultural industry, from research at Purdue and IU. We're going to bring representatives of Indiana's unions. We're going to bring legislators to the table at this task force. And many other people would be a member of this task force. And throughout the year of 2022, they would work on policy recommendations for our state.
You sound like you know a lot about climate change and the climate for a high school student. Are you a senior?
I'm actually a sophomore.
A sophomore. Oh, maybe even more impressive. Can you tell me why you're involved in this?
Right. Well, as a young person, I am concerned about the future of our state and the future of our world. We know with the recent report from the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change that this crisis is code red for humanity, and we need to do something about it. I believe this issue affects everyone. It most definitely affects our state. We've already begun to see excessive heat and declines in crop yields affecting the state of Indiana. And our state government, unfortunately, isn't taking the necessary action. So my peers and I have decided that we're going to step up and try to achieve some change.